Or to cut steak?
Steak knife.
Or you put out several of those steak
sauce.
And say if there were three people eating, you'd put out three spoons and three forks and three
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go
wash dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
rinses them off.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes.
Do what now?
The cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them.
Wash rag?
What about
dish rag?
When you're drying them.
Well, we don't dry them anymore now. We put them on drain rack, but we just, where I'm from, there was always two of us. One had to wash, one had to dry dishes. And the next day it reversed.
What did you call the thing you'd use to dry them with?
Just the rag to dry dishes with.
Okay. And the cloth or rag to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a large container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you hit them with a,
well, a whip, usually made of leather. We had a name for it, I can't remember. Well, I know what horse whip is. That's what we call it, a horse whip.
And nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Of what kind of bulb?
Now, what do you mean, what kind of bulb? Electric bulb?
Okay. And to carry clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a, what you'd stick down in the bottle to close
it. Cork.
Okay. Would you still call it a cork if it's made out of plastic or glass?
Probably call it a stopper.
Okay. And something that people used to make out of sugar cane.
Syrup, and I just happen to have some fresh cane syrup.
People make it around here?
No, I get mine from Dothan. But, while you're on the subject, I have made a few gallons of it.
How do you make it?
Well, we, back in Barano Park, which was our next door neighbor, and they quite a piece from us. Everything was worked by a mule again. Goes back to the mule as far as squeezing the juice from the cane. And as far as the ingredients and what have you, I was a kid then, and it's been quite a long time, and I don't remember just exactly what it took to make it. But I do know it, back then it candied. And when I say it candied, if you put a gallon up and didn't eat it in a certain length of time, it would be a solid rock of candy, or sugar, you might say.
Was there any other name for syrup? Or something similar to syrup?
Well, we didn't have any other name for syrup other than cane syrup. Now we had beehives where we got our, got our honey.
What about sorghum?
No.
Well, what else is